You're listening to The Update from ABQ Free Press, an analysis of local news and issues by ABQ Free Press Associate Editor Dennis Domzalski.
Mayor Richard Berry's $119 million Albuquerque Rapid Transit project along Central has gotten a double dose of bad news. The U.S. House of Representatives Appropriations Committee has recommended a $19 million cut in funding for the project, and now the New Mexico Restaurant Association opposes ART. The House Appropriations Committee has recommended that the Federal Transit Administration's Small Starts grant for ART be cut from $69 million to $50 million. And the Senate's Appropriations Committee is looking to cut in half what the FTA will spend this year on all of its Small Starts grants, and that could mean a further reduction for ART. On top of all that, bus ridership in Albuquerque is down 7% for the first 4 months of this year, and that's compared to the same time last year. Some more bad news. The city of Albuquerque's process for collecting money from parking meters is so lacking in internal controls that city employees could be stealing money and no one would ever know. Now, those are the findings from an internal audit of the city's parking division. The audit said the city has sometimes gone months without collecting money from the meters. It often doesn't know when the digital machines are malfunctioning, and it doesn't reconcile the money collected against what the meters say should have been in them. And when there are discrepancies, guess what? City Security and Parking Services Division does not investigate. The New Mexico Supreme Court says there is no fundamental or even important right under the state's constitution for terminally ill people to kill themselves with the help of a doctor. In a unanimous ruling last week, the Supreme Court bucked a growing movement of states allowing the practice, which is called aid in dying or assisted suicide. And they upheld the New Mexico's Assisted Suicide Act, which basically prevents that. Two University of New Mexico hospital oncologists, and they were later joined by a terminally ill cancer patient, had challenged the law out of fear that they could be criminally prosecuted if they prescribed drugs that could be used to ease pain, but also end a life. Now here's Free Press Arts and Entertainment editor Samantha Ann Carrillo to tell you about all the fun stuff that's going on around town.
So here's a story. A few years ago, photographer and UNM professor Adrienne Salinger breakfasted with a guy who was in town to direct an episode of Breaking Bad. Over coffee, Salinger learned that her 1995 documentary photo project, In My Room, was the unofficial set designer's Bible for recreating slash co-opting authentic original 90s style and decor. Salinger worked with 32 teenagers over the course of 2 years to create In My Room. Read our interview with Salinger in the latest issue of ABQ Free Press, on stands and online now. Moving on to music, there are several shouldn't-miss concerts on the Borque horizon. First, New Mexico Jazz Fest includes concerts by 23-year-old classical and jazz piano prodigy Matt Savage, and the legendary Booker T. Jones, best known as frontman of Booker T. and the MGs. Remember that track Green Onions? Follow us on Facebook to stay up to date on what's going down. And now, back to the news with Dennis Domzalski.
Well, Bernalillo County is a step closer to finally resolving its 21-year-old jail overcrowding lawsuit. Last week, a federal court judge, James Parker, approved a settlement agreement between the county and the plaintiffs in the McClendon case that outlines how the county's progress will be monitored in the areas of population, mental health, and medical services. The county characterized the deal as a, quote, major agreement which could help resolve the 21-year-old class action lawsuit against the county over living conditions at the Metropolitan Detention Center. Some good news on the jobs front. Rio Rancho will be getting 900 call center jobs over the next several years. SafeLight Auto Glass, an auto and glass and claims management company based in Ohio, says it's going to bring the jobs and nearly $23 million in payroll to Rio Rancho over the next 4 years. The insurance claim and support center will be housed in the Enchanted Hills building, which was formerly occupied by Sprint. That is it for now. Be happy out there.
You've been listening to The Update from ABQ Free Press, an analysis of local news and issues, with ABQ Free Press Associate Editor Dennis Domzalski. ABQ Free Press publishes every other Wednesday, available at more than 500 locations from Belen to Santa Fe.